Sure.
Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Oh, there it is. I can see it now. Thank you very much. My name is Bruce Dickey. I am joined this morning by some folks from the Mulebackers, the reconstituted Mulebackers. It is so nice to have the Mulebackers back in a viable organization in Fairfield, as I am joined by President of the Mulebackers, Rhonda Coker. Good morning, Rhonda. How are you today?
I'm good, Bruce. Thanks.
Glad you could come out. Also joined by the Mulebackers faculty rep. What are we calling you, Bobby? What do you want to be called?
Faculty representative.
Will that work for you?
Sure. Sounds good. Or just athletic director.
He's the athletic director at FCHS, Bobby Wells. And you've been athletic director now how long, Bob?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year. So you've been involved in Fairfield since you were born, right?
Yes. Fairfield High School. That is correct. Went to school here, graduated from here. Went on to Carlisle High School for a year before I came back, was brought back by Mr. Ayers, two previous athletic directors ago.
Tell me a little bit about, I don't know who to ask what first. I'm sitting there. I got questions bouncing around my head. I don't know how to ask about the reconstitute. Let's talk about that first. Rhonda, tell me about the Mulebackers. It's been an ongoing organization for a long time.
Yes, it has.
All the way back into the 80s, 70s, 60s, and all. I remember when I was in school back in the 80s. But what is the Mulebackers' focus and what do they do?
Well, the Mulebackers actually basically went defunct a few years ago, just lack of participation. I was approached by some people who had been involved with it. Would I be interested in helping get it going again? So it's been quite a process to do that because they lost their 501(c)(3) status. So we basically had to hire an attorney to get that back. We've worked pretty consistently with JFI.
So the Mulebackers originally had 501. They were tax deferred status then, I guess, right?
They were for a while. Status. There was a time that they kind of worked on a cash basis, or that's been what I've been told. But I know the era when Clark Griffith was around, Clark had filed and gotten that. So they did have it for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
But it kind of basically got laid aside. There wasn't much involvement.
I was going to say, that's something. What is involved in retaining that? What do you have to do? Turn in reports, I guess, from time to time. And
basically what I've been told is there's an annual statement that comes that you just have to send back in with a small fee that says, yes, we're still operating.
Uh-huh.
And that's about all there is to it.
So to make it a viable organization, actually, in this day and age, you kind of need to be mm-hmm. tax exempt, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Tell me a little bit about the reorganization of it.
Well, like I said, we utilize JFI, but as far as our attorney to kind of get the paperwork set up, we took some steps in the fact that we have made some changes with it. We now have what we call an annual meeting where we elect board of directors.
Sure.
We have increased the board of directors from 5 to 9.
Okay.
So we have 3 people who rotate off every year.
Okay.
So they're on there for 3-year terms. We elect our officers, which is president, vice president, and secretary from the board. That allows them voting power. And then for further stability, we have now got our treasury set up with Rich Montgomery's office.
That's kind of an important key, the stability of it, isn't it?
Yes. And so nothing happens in the future. That's kind of what we wanted. We wanted a rotation, so there's always people on there, always people who know what's going on. We wanted to go through Rich just because he's been kind enough to work with us, but we wanted stability so that we had paperwork going to someone in particular and bills were being paid. There wasn't going to be that oversight anymore.
What's the I'm not sure if you caught my the reason I asked the first question. What's the purpose?
The purpose of Mulebackers, our main purpose is we want to be a visible, viable source for the school. We want to be out there. We want to be working to help support the school, the staff, and the students. We are not just about athletics. I know years ago it was about the athletic department. We now, since we have reorganized, are about the entire school and student body.
Really?
We actually help support all programs at the school. I know a lot of people have said, oh, it's just about sports, it's just about football, that kind of thing, but it's not. And actually, for several years now, we haven't given a lot of that kind of money to specific sports because in Bobby, in his case, he's done an excellent job as far as funding there. But if there is anything beyond his budget or their need, then that's what we're there for. But we've been involved in a lot of other things. The school has an RTI program where we've given – a lot of what we do is monetary.
What's the RTI mean?
RTI is that reading initiative program where they kids who need extra assistance, they get that, and they utilize computers and that kind of thing.
So the goal for the Mule Backers, it can be to help donate money into the RTI program or something like
right.
that to help purchase laptops or something? Or
laptops, just
tablets.
Small incentives for the kids to, you know, performance incentives, things
oh, really?
Like that.
Yes.
You know, one of the biggest things that I think, Bruce, to kind of help people understand it, it's probably as close to you can get as to a high school version of a PTO, PTA, is kind of what the direction the Mule Backers have went.
Well, they see, now that's interesting. I'm on the board. You may as well tell who's all on the board since I'm on the board. And I just outed myself. And I'm probably the only one on the board who doesn't have any kids, right?
Well, and that's the other thing that you've already hit on one of the key points, and that is we wanted everybody to know that we are not just about athletics. We are about the whole school and supporting
right.
the programs that go on there and our students. The other big thing that was a big change when we reassembled is we wanted people to understand that you do not have to have a student at high school to be a Mule Backer.
Right.
You know, if you are
folks from in the community can help.
Exactly.
In any way
as long
they
as
want.
You're 18 years of age and older and you reside in the high school district, you can be a Mule Backer. The biggest thing there is if you care about the school, you want to see, you know, programs and things enhanced for the school. If you care about the kids in the school, that's all it takes. And that's why we had asked you if you would be interested in coming on. We are looking for a community or an alumni member, somebody, an outside source that would have some good input.
I guess I count as both.
Yes, you actually do. You do.
I live in town. I'm an alum. How does one become a member?
Well, actually, according to the way Jay has explained it to me, there is no longer what we call a membership. We are called volunteers.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's kind of set up, and I love the way he explained it, so I'm going to have to give a little credit here to Wayne White. But you have a board of directors that basically conducts a lot of your main business, but then we have meetings, what I would call for volunteers, to establish activities or anything that we want to do to help support the school. So we kind of have a dual control kind of thing going on, but it's really hard a lot of times to get those board of directors all together to have those kind of meetings. Yeah, some of us kind of bail out on those,
don't
we?
Sometimes something comes up.
So we have that board
don't
of directors.
Pomus.
Yeah, and that's we try to meet to make financial decisions and those kind of things, but we want that consistency. But as far as the other meetings, like I say, we have a lot of volunteers. A lot of that we put out. We try to go to registration. We went out to eighth grade orientation this time. We want people to volunteer their time. They're really not out any money. And so a lot of times I put a sign-up sheet at things where we get names and phone numbers, that kind of thing. And so people don't really volunteer a lot anymore. I have to do a lot of calling.
Well, yeah.
So if I call Bruce and I say, hey, Bruce, would you do this for me on such and such date? If you're available.
I do it every time, don't I?
Yeah, and you bail right before.
And then I bail right before. I tell you I can do it, and then I leave right beforehand.
Exactly. But that's okay. That happens, and we understand that. But we have a really good base. We probably have well over 100, 150 signatures of people who have written down that they would be willing to volunteer with something. So it makes it pretty easy to just pick up the phone and call.
Now, you mentioned that you've mentioned that you had gone into the grade schools, the orientation and that kind of try to get mm-hmm. those kids involved, or at least their parents involved. Are you going to make I presume, and this might be something more for you, Bobby, to make an effort to get young, say the young alums involved into this, because they don't have kids.
Right.
Is that a point?
Yes, I think that's something, you know, that with our recent graduates that are still here in Fairfield that are obviously, you know, not off at college or have changed residency for whatever reason, that's something that we need to do a better job of. And I think that with some of the kids that are graduating now that we're a little bit more established, I definitely think that they will be more willing to help and get involved because they see what direction the Mulebackers has went over the last couple of years.
What's the first goal? I mean, what's the first thing we're raising money, funds for? Do you have any gigantic vision in sight, something that you're trying to build a gigantic amount of funds for to donate to the school? Or would that be telling secrets?
No, I don't want you to tell secrets. That's not telling any secrets. But I think one of the biggest things right now, Bruce, is, if we're talking on the athletics end, is uncertainty in our state budget and things like that. Because, if Mrs. Fulkerson comes to me and says, hey, we've got to have money for textbooks, a big majority of that money has to
come out of these.
I've got to tweak my athletic budget and do some things like that. And so then we'd be going back to the Mulebackers to get some of those, for lack of better terms, frills that we can't afford in our daily budget, and that would be something from that direction that I would say.
The reason I ask is because we've got a fundraiser coming up.
Yes.
And folks might want to know what the money's being raised for, right? So it's to handle shortfalls.
To handle any shortfalls, and something that I have not approached the Mulebackers about yet, but
here it comes.
Here it comes.
You've got her on the radio.
One of the big things that we do here at FCHS that we've done for several years and we will continue to keep doing is hosting track meets, sectional track meets every year, because we're one of the smallest schools around that
has
a nice track and runs a track meet very, very well. The state contacts me every year and says, hey, can you host one of these, if not two of these? But one of the big restrictions now that we have is you have to have a fully automated timing device.
Oh, really?
For everything. Okay. I was able to borrow that from a buddy of mine up north for a handful of years, but he moved on to a different different.
That's too bad.
Yeah, moved on to a different position at a neighboring school. I lost access to that. So, we've had to, over the last couple of years, hire a timing company to come in and do that. And basically that eats up all of our profit that we make from that sectional, and it actually has cost us some money. It's nice that our kids get to be here and run, but every time we hire those people in, it's $1,400.
Oh, yeah.
And so, something that we would like to purchase with our track program. We've got a very, very solid track program.
Active
track program.
It's successful.
We still have some money remaining in an account from Mrs. Book when Coach Book passed away that we're going to use with that as well. But one of these fully automated timing devices are about $4,000.
Oh, wow.
So, we've got money set aside for that from what Mrs. Book donated to us, but, there's still probably another $2,500 mm-hmm. that need to go to that.
There you got it, Rhonda.
That's my major thing coming up.
It's good to have goals. Hey, you're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got Bobby Wells and Rhonda Coker here. We're going to talk about the upcoming fundraiser. It's a brand new one, and it's interesting, and you're going to want to hear about it here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these.
Yeah.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. We're talking Mulebackers. We've got the president of the Mulebackers here, Rhonda Coker, along with Bobby Wells. I meant to ask, how's Colin doing?
Colin's doing well.
Yeah? Where's he at?
He's here, locally.
Is he? Wonderful.
Yeah. He decided to be a dad for a couple of years and go on to school.
I was going to ask. I didn't know if you, you know, you're younger than me and you're a grandma. How's that going?
Great.
Is that right?
Great.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations.
She's a wonderful little girl.
What's her name?
L.E.K.
L.E.K. Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So she's named after three letters. L.E.K.
Well, K is my middle name, or that's what they told me. So,
well, that's good.
She's named after Grandma.
Poor old Bobby sitting over trying to giggle.
His day's coming. Don't worry.
Eventually, that's for sure. Hey, okay, Bobby, I got to tell you, this fundraising idea is out of the blue. I had Lynn on here last week trying to figure out what it was, and it took him 5 minutes to figure out what we were doing here. And this is out of the blue. You got to explain to me how this came about. We're selling mattresses.
Okay. Where this came from was the gentleman by the name of Jeremy Samuel with Team Momentum that helps us do our football cards in the fall. We've worked with him for a lot of years. When I was a softball coach, he helped me with some of our fundraising that way with cookie dough and whatever have you. And he approached me about this as an all-athletic department fundraiser. And I said, well, you know, I've got a lot of different irons in the fire, so we're going to try to maybe pass it on to our Mulebackers and see what they think. And he came to me and he said, we're selling mattresses.
Selling mattresses.
As well as other bedroom apparel, such as pillows and blankets and sheets.
Bedding.
And all sorts of bedding, yes.
I got to tell you, you know, God bless Robert Vaughn. You know, God bless his soul. God rest his soul. We sold some odd stuff whenever we were growing up. Robert was a shaker, mover and shaker, speaking of Mulebackers. And we sold Prel one time.
Yeah.
This is entirely different from that kind of thing, isn't it?
This is,
and the concept here is it's not something that you're going to be sending kids door to door, are you? To hey, look, here's a mattress. Take a look at this picture. You're not doing that, are you?
No, correct. Basically, what this boils down to is it is about a two-day showroom, so to speak, on March 19th and March 20th, to where Mr. Samuel and his company, they're going to bring in these beds, and they're going to have everything from your standard double, your twin mattress, all the way up to your California King, varying in prices. And basically what our end of it is, it's at no cost to us. 50% of the profits go directly to us. Any delivery that is tacked onto it, if you want to pick it up versus delivery, that comes directly to the Mulebackers as well. And so ultimately, what it is, you're going to see these mattress cards floating around town. People mm-hmm. might ask you, and basically what that is asking you to come in and just take a look. We're not asking you to buy a mattress. If you want one, that's great, but we have bedding, we have pillows, you name it. Anything's going to help out the kids in this case. You come in on that day, they're going to have a variety of different discounts. Any educators, as well as firefighters, veterans, all get 20% off.
Oh, really?
Immediately. As well as if you have one of the mattress fundraiser cards, you get 50% off if you purchase a mattress. If you don't want a mattress, the other items that are going to be available, those will be discounted as well. And again, the big thing I think that I liked about it, and when I mentioned it to the Mulebackers, was you weren't hauling in inventory yourself. It wasn't like you were purchasing 900 T-shirts
right,
and you had to get rid of
you're
those.
You're not coming in with case after case of Prel shampoo.
Right, you know, or cookie dough.
Which, by the way, as I must tell you, as a sixth grader, is very difficult to sell somebody shampoo. When you're in sixth grade, you aren't shampooing anyway.
Right.
Very often.
Right. And, you know, when Mr. Samuel, he approached us about this, I was like, okay, what are you talking about? And
yeah, has this been done before?
Yes, it has. It's really catching on in southern Indiana, basically central and southern Indiana, school districts such as, I believe it was Tell City, Heritage Hills schools have done these. And, you know, the amount of money that they raise is from a decent amount. When I say a decent amount, you know, $2,500 all the way upwards of $10,000. $10,000 that they've had in sales. And most of the places are the same size, if not smaller, than our own community is what we're talking about.
And whenever, what's his last name?
Samuel.
Mr. Samuel. Whenever Mr. Samuel brings these mattresses in, these aren't just like Joe Bob's mattresses, are they?
No, they're all going to be Spring Air mattresses. Based out of Springfield is one of the largest areas that produces Spring Air. And again, you're going to have a variety of different sizes that are going to be available for you.
Folks will get the chance to lay on them?
Yeah, you can lay on them. You can come in. Probably not jump up and down for liability purposes.
You bring your own blanket throw and take a little nap?
Yeah, take a little quick nap if you need to. And they're going to be coming around, and they're going to talk to you about prices, stuff that you want. It's not going to be an over-the-top sales pitch where they're just going to be constantly in your face.
So they'll have salespeople there.
Yes. Basically, the mule backers end of it is they're going to be the kind of the meet and greet, and then the salespeople are going to be handling it, and then we do the muscle labor when the mattresses come in about two and a half weeks.
With a football team, I can't imagine you having a difficult time getting labor.
Yes. We're going to get cheap labor one way or the other. And so we'll have the delivery option available. Financing is going to be available.
I asked you that a couple of days ago. I didn't know if the financing was going
to
be there.
Yes, 90 days, same as cash, is what they're going to be doing. If you want to put it on a credit card or something like that, you're going to be able to do that as well that day. Or obviously, everybody accepts cold hard cash too.
Yeah. And so the sales you'll be basically paying that day.
Yes. Unless you choose the finance option, you'll be paying that day. And then in about 2 weeks, your mattresses will be coming in. And again, we will either have a pickup option for a small fee because that obviously they're going to be bringing the mattresses to us and you can pick it up there, or you can have us deliver it directly to you and pay a little bit more. But again, all of that delivery fee, none of that goes back to the company. It goes directly to the mule backer. So that is 100% profit. And then we're even trying to look into some different options. I haven't got everything squared away yet, but hopefully maybe even for a little bit more of a fee, hauling off your old mattress.
Oh, really?
That's what we hope to do.
That's the tricky part of it. When will you have the details?
I'm hoping to have the details with that
pretty soon
in the next week or so is what I'm hoping.
The thought to me is all right, how long did it take you to get your brain around, okay, we're going to be selling mattresses? Rhonda, tell me. I'm going to ask Bobby. Bobby, I think, was Bobby knows the guy. How long did it take Rhonda here as the president of the Mule Backers? How long did it take you to figure out, you know, this might work?
To be honest with you, I'm still skeptical. Even at the meeting the other night, when Mr. Samuel was there and made the presentation, he kept looking at me and he goes, "She's laughing again." And I said, "Okay, after this is over and this works, then I'll quit laughing. I'll know that it was good." But I've got to say, he sold Bobby on it when we had our board of directors meeting. Bobby presented it to him. He sold our board of directors fairly quickly on the idea.
That's good.
So one of the points that Bobby did leave out that we want to make sure that you do know, that on the cards, if you get one of these cards.
Tell me about these cards.
You get a card, you don't have to make an appointment, even though it says that. The idea behind making the appointment is just to kind of help you remember a day to come. But if you keep this card, not only do you get $50 off that's on the back, but on the front of it, you get a free pillow if you walk in with this card.
Just by walking in.
Just by walking in the door, and you've got the card.
Anything.
That's exactly right. And everybody needs a pillow or a spare.
Of course.
So, I don't know. It's been pretty easy since we had our meeting the other evening. I've talked to several people. I've given out quite several cards, a big stack already.
Are you walking through the community and knocking on doors to give these cards to folks, or are you having people do that? Folks won't be surprised if somebody comes up and knocks on the door and gives them a card here, Bobby. How are we distributing the cards?
We really haven't been to the point to where we're sending kids out in the community, knocking on doors, do things like that. It was just, we had about, 20 to 25 Mulebacker members, and they just took a stack of cards, and we're just kind of distributing them to people. And, I gave my dad, of course, with all his coffee buddies and things like that, a stack. he just sees some people and passes them out as we're going along. We're going to have these available tonight at our sports awards as well, and we're going to talk about that a little bit this evening and encourage parents to take four or five cards and, hey, pass these out to various people that you see throughout the community, just trying to get the word out that
way. How's it being received, Rhonda, by the rest of the mule backers?
Well, I think very well. There was a lot of enthusiasm. They're trying to come up with different mottos, slogans.
Yeah, give me some names. Do we have a slogan? Give me some names.
That was your part.
I
and
know
you bailed on
I,
us. That
I,
was,
I know
that was supposed
I was supposed to
be your part.
To, that's because I'm a professional in the advertising media.
Well, we've had some interesting things brought up.
Mule backers.
Get in bed with the mule backers.
Mule backers mattresses.
Mule backer mattresses.
Get in bed with the mule backers.
That was one of them.
That's what you just said.
Yeah. I didn't come up with that
one. What was Donna's?
Don't
I like
count
Donna's.
Sheep, don't, yeah, count
don't,
mules.
I love that. Don't count sheep, count mules. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so we're trying to come up with some things additional that we can do to make it fun. They've got a mascot that they're talking about maybe having us use, which is just an oversized pillow, but real animated. We've talked about using our mule backer costume to kind of run around and do a lot of fun things. They've even approached me. Like I say, they get excited, my volunteers. They've even talked about maybe having a pork burger sale in
addition. I was wondering,
it
is a Saturday at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah. Saturday, March 19th at 10 a.m. and Sunday, March 20th at 1 p.m. Now, Bobby, tell me, if folks come in and buy a mattress, they aren't taking it home with them that day.
No, they're not taking it home that with them. Basically, this is just a showroom.
Those are showrooms.
That you're going to come in and you're going to take a look at, and this is what you want, and we take those orders right then, right there. In about 2 weeks, we'll have your mattress for you.
That's incredible.
Now, with the sheet sets and the pillows and things like that, you will get to take those home.
Oh, they'll have
they'll
have the sheet sets there.
Yes,
huh?
And mattress covers and everything else.
How long does it take them to set all this up? I'm fascinated by the whole thing.
A couple hours on Friday night.
Really?
Yeah.
I've already had people come in and want to know if they can spend the night and try it out.
What'd you tell them?
I said, I don't know. I'll have to check on that.
Well, let's check with Bobby.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think there
actually there were a couple of high school employees, Bob.
Might be some security issues.
Yeah, might.
Oh, that's really interesting. I've got Bobby Wells and Rhonda Coker here of the Fairfield Mule Backers, and we're talking about the mattress sale fundraiser coming up on March 19th and March 20th, Saturday and Sunday, here in a couple, 2 weeks from this Saturday. And we'll talk with them a little bit more about that, as well as a little bit more about what the mule backers have done in the past and what they're going to do in the future. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, we'll be back after this word from AM 1390 and WFIW FM 104.9.
Rolling down Highway 95, sailing through a hometown countryside.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. You're listening on WFIW 104.9. It's a Thursday. What is this? Monday morning. Good grief. Monday morning. I'm pushing the week as it's 50 degrees outside. My guests across the way on the show today, Rhonda Coker, the president of the Mule Backers, and Bob Wells, who's the athletic director of at Fairfield Community High School. He's also the faculty representative for the Mule Backers. And Bobby, we've talked about a few of the things. Tell me how much easier a a mulebacker organization, an active mulebacker organization, makes things not just for athletic directors, but maybe for the whole school and the teachers as a whole.
Well, I just think, again, it provides that support that whether it be financial support or just, coming in and being able to pass some different things off to the mulebackers, whether it be like tonight at our winter sports awards, they're going to be meeting and greeting people at the door, providing cookies and punch for the kids as they come in.
Giving
as well,
out cards.
Cards and, promoting their fundraiser as well. But then it's also one of those things with our mulebacker members. They help run our concession stands and things like that as well. So it's
That's something the high school really doesn't do anymore with the kids anymore, does it? Students can't do that, right?
No, and basically where that came back to was a handful of years ago when we had all of those budget cuts and everything. That was back when Mrs. Book was still our athletic director.
I think that was
director.
When Mr. Eberle was. Was that when Mr. Eberle was principal, Josh?
No, that was before him. That was when Mr. Watts was still our superintendent. So that's been a few years.
That has been a few years.
Few years ago now. And basically what was happening at that point in time was then the individual sports took over the concessions.
Right.
And so that would to help supplement some of that money that was lost. And then if it's for the sports, they've got to have people to run it. And so then it goes to the mule backers and the parents.
If the sports are running something, they also want to, they're usually the fans want to see the people playing at the same time.
And so that was where, one of the things that they can help out with. And just again, as Rhonda said earlier, a lot of the different programs that we're starting to do with our school, and we're making it more of a well-rounded mule backers organization than just athletics.
Right.
With it being money donated for the Scholastic Bowl team for when they go, or even this weekend with the math team, money was donated to just help feed those kids,
you can't send kids to Indianapolis or wherever they went to the competition without giving them a meal.
Right. And it's hard for the district itself to be able to provide enough of that money. $100, $200 may not seem like a whole heck of a lot, but when we're having to spend it on other items, anywhere we can get that money is greatly appreciated, and that's one of the biggest things that the mulebackers
Rhonda, need. Tell me a little bit about the about some of the goals or some of the future events. People think of the mulebackers in Fairfield. Back in the 90s and early 2000s, had built up a huge reputation, a big reputation for putting on the top shows in the area. Is that something that you think might be a potentiality here in the future?
I don't know in the near future that something like that. I think at this point we kind of have to build up a financial base since we've kind of reorganized.
Yeah.
But I have definitely been approached by several people about, can we bring that back?
Any bands?
Any what?
Have any bands approached you wanting to come back?
No, not yet.
Roasted chestnuts.
I was going to say roasted chestnuts right
here.
Can
you open for us?
Open?
Featuring.
It is a possibility. Like I say, I've had people who have even worked with some of them in the past say, hey, we'd be willing to come in and help, do this or that, whether it was with the stage or lighting or whatever. Like I say, I think we just have to get financially sound first. Before that's something that we can do. I'm not opposed to doing anything like that, but I will tell you right now, this is my last year as president.
I thought you had a 3-year term.
I am still on the board for 2 more years, but I have been president for 2.
Oh, okay.
And so I just don't want people to associate Mulebackers with Rhonda Coker. I want it to be Mulebackers is about the school.
That's nice of her to already resign, sounded like.
Missed the meeting. You missed that. I already told them.
I knew that.
They're not losing me, but you have to remember, again, just something that we've already brought up. My son isn't still in school.
Who's going
to
be taking over?
I really don't know. I've had 2 vice presidents in the 2 years we've done it, in hopes to kind of groom someone to step up.
I didn't know if that was already set. That's why.
No, it's not. But like I say, I think the principal idea behind it was that someone.
I missed a meeting.
And you know what? It could have been you.
I know that's usually when that kind of things happen. Oh.
Actually, that won't happen until our annual meeting in August.
Oh, I see.
So you're safe for now. But I wouldn't miss that meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
But like I say, I just don't want people to think that, when they hear Mulebackers.
This is the Rhonda Coker show?
Exactly.
It's the Bobby Wells show.
No.
Well, and you know, Bobby said the same thing. You know, being the school representative, you know, he doesn't want people to think it is about, you know, him or the athletic department, you know. And so it's kind of hard, you know, that you want it well-rounded. But like I say, I don't have a son still there in school, so I'm kind of the alumni slash faculty member as well.
That's cool.
So, like I say, you don't have to have a student in school.
No, I guess that's true. Bobby, tell me your favorite show from the past. I mean, I know that she's putting off the shows here for the next few years, but we can reminisce a little bit. Tell me, what was your favorite show over the past? I can probably say
the Aaron Tippin show was the best.
What made Aaron Tippin better than everybody else?
Well, just his stage presence and his performance. And what was kind of cool about that was he also worked out with a couple of us after the fact, because he liked to lift weights, and so he went down and lifted weights with a few of us afterwards. So that was kind of neat.
Well, pretty cool. I was always partial to the Daryl Worley. So that's why I brought it up early, because you know he was a huge guy.
Yeah, Daryl, I think was. When I was in college, oh, okay. I wasn't here at that time.
Yeah, I think he opened for somebody. I don't think he was a main. What, Rhonda? Did you go to any of these shows?
Way back in the very beginning. That tells how old I am.
Confederate Railroad. Which one?
No, some of the first ones. It would have been Oak Ridge Boys, Tanya Tucker. Of course, that was my kind of music then. But yeah,
what kind of music do you have now?
I don't know. I'm pretty old. I kind of like what you play on WFIW.
Well,
yeah,
I do.
I do. I listen to you all day.
That's great. We've been talking about the Mulebackers. Tell me, if someone has questions, is there a website or a phone number that somebody would like to call about questions either about the Mulebackers or about the mattress sale?
Well, you can always contact the high school, and you can talk to myself or Rhonda about that, either one. We also have a Mulebacker Facebook page as well. Most of the time, we try to update the FCHS Facebook page with Mulebacker notes and information as well. So I would probably say those are your first one-stop shop, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
And then any Mulebacker member or member of the board, they're going to have most of the information that's going to be available as well.
Another great communication tool, it's on that brochure that I gave you, but if you get out there on our Facebook, if you're interested in anything that Mulebackers does, we use the Remind 101 system. And out there it shows you how that you can get that information so that you're receiving texts telling you when meetings are, upcoming events, if we need volunteers.
What in the world is Remind 101? I have no idea what that is.
I know, and you're not in there. Shame on you.
That's exactly what I don't know what it is. Basically, is that what the schools use or something?
The schools actually use it quite a bit for different organizations.
Is that how you send cancellations or something?
Some of our coaches use it specifically for their particular group, or we have even teachers who use it to send out Remind 101s to their kids. Hey, we've got an upcoming test or projects due next week, and that type of deal. It's a non-responsive. You can't directly respond to it, but you can get it, and it'll give you that updated information.
What is Remind 101 here, Rhonda? You're going to have to...
What do you mean? What is it? He just told you what it is.
I know, but how do you? I don't
over
see
there
what,
on your. You see the picture over there.
Yeah, but
actually, if you go out to the Facebook, it's a lot easier to see.
Do I need a magnifying glass?
If you go out to the Facebook, it's out there. You can blow it up.
I can't
see
it.
Hand it to me. All you have to do is enter the number 81010, and then you're going to text @@CoachMule.
Well, you see, now that doesn't.
And that puts you back.
That doesn't say 101. That says 81.
Okay. Well, the system creates the number. But the neat thing about it is you're able to set up groups. So, Bruce, you need to do this because I have a board of directors group and then I have a volunteers group.
Is that how come I never get any
information? That is why I have to text you directly. That is correct. But it's a really neat tool that allows us to send out anybody who has ever signed up and they've put their cell number down for me. I've automatically went in and put them in the system. And what it does is it sends out a message to you asking you if you want to do that. If so, this is what you need to do. And it tells you the steps. And then you're just going to automatically start receiving texts that I can send out.
So this to be a Mulebacker, we talked about a little bit ago. You just volunteered. There's no fund or no.
There's no fee to being a Mulebacker. I know that's been a misconception before.
Has there ever been one?
Yes,
really?
I believe there was. Yeah.
Are you, at what point are you going to replenish the supply of bumper stickers? Because back in the 1980s, there were like bumper stickers on every single car.
Well, here's what I will tell you. I recently got some decals made.
Uh-huh.
This is our new logo. It's on our Facebook.
Sharp.
So these are for you, Bruce.
Really?
Yeah, you missed the meeting. So when I gave them out, we have a...
Man, she is on you about that meeting.
But
that's gonna look great on my cooler.
We will have a few of those out tonight. Angel McGuire designed that for us, and we just finally got some of those printed up.
That's one mean looking mule.
Pretty mean looking mule.
Who did that? Angel did.
Angel McGuire set that up for us, and so we got some decals. People are starting to ask about T-shirts, so that'll kind of be the next thing. But again, a lot of it's advertisement.
I'm frightened by the mule. All right. Well, I got to tell you, are you excited? Or have you? I mean, you must be very excited about this mattress thing because it's something brand new.
It's something different because that's the one thing, you know, with the different clubs and organizations, they're always selling everything from cookie dough to discount cards to this, that.
Popcorn.
And so, popcorn. So
sausage.
It's try something different, you know. The bottom line was it was just something different that nobody else is doing around, so let's give it a shot. Also, that same weekend, just to kind of plug the athletic department a little bit too, on March 19th is our huge softball tournament that we host every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, come out, support the Lady Mules out of Southwest Park, and then swing by the gym and take a look at the mattresses
if you get tired. There you go. If you get tired while you're watching the softball, you can always go pick out a mattress. That's really cool. Bobby, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Rhonda, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
it. Thanks for having us.
Nice job, guys. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow on the Bruce Dickey Show. Thanks for listening, folks.